Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and welcome back to Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation. So glad to be back on the line today. Been out doing a lot of constructive things, but praise God, I'm back on before the end of the year. We give God praise today and the glory. I want to thank all the listeners that's calling in or those that may be listening in the archive. Today we have an exciting topic that is very, very important to a lot of people today. So before I start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for who you are and whose you are. We thank you what you're going to do with this broadcast. Thank you what you're going to do with me, Overseer. I give you the praise today. I give you the glory. And as I go forth in this topic today, dear Heavenly Father, you give me what you want me to say on this topic today, dear Heavenly Father. I give you the praise and I give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today our topic is conquering depression through faith. You know, depression and paralysis are ailments that destroys the soul. Apart from the fact that depression is an illness of the mind, it also affects your physically and spiritual well-being, limiting your vision of the future, and negatively influence your general attitude to life. These are some of the causes of depression are numerous, and including 1, fear, anxiety, illness, financial instability, loneliness, to name but a few. You know, for you who revert my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. You know, I came up with this topic today because as I was thinking, this is the holiday season. Come to the close of the year, a lot of people go through depression. It's either the loss of a job, the loss of a loved one, the loss of a home, friends walked away. It's so many things cause people nowadays to be depressed. If somebody says something to them wrong, they get depressed. So I'm going to give you a little meaning of depression. And depression is to suffer from a fit, a pressed down, sadness, gloominess, a pressed down of lowing, holler or low place, a period during which there is less business and many people lose their job. So, you know, sadness. This time of the year, people don't have the finances. It's all about Jesus. That's why I'm talking about conquering depression through faith. Your faith has to be stronger than monetary on buying so-and-so this expensive gift. It's not about that. It's about serving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Pick up your Bible. And as you read through your Bible through the whole year, and if you didn't read it the whole year, pick it up this month. Relieve that depression through your faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A lot of you worried about the jobs. They're passing out pink slips, yellow slips, or whatever kind of slip they be. You got to know who is greater. Who is your God, the job or Jesus? Jesus gave you that job, he'll give you another one. So that's where your faith kicks in. Wait a minute. I am all turned upside down because I don't have the money to buy something for my husband, my friend, my co-workers, my grandchildren or my children. It's not about that. Jesus was the biggest gift that was given to us. So you, when you start focusing and putting your mind on conquering depression through your faith, you can't help but think about, wait a minute, why am I all stressed out and bent out or shaped? For what reason am I doing this here? You have to come to yourself and really think, say, wait a minute, this is not of God. God didn't intend for me to be doing all of this and forgetting about him. You know, the little cliche say he's the reason for the scene. Well, he's the reason that we are here. You getting gifts all year, whether birthdays or somebody giving you something for GP. You don't have to be lonely. Pick up your Bible. Take yourself out to a movie. Take yourself out to dinner. You don't have to stay at home and be alone. Just because you're single, just because someone is not calling you. It's so many wonderful things God has through the faith of God that you don't even have to conquer depression. And some people think loneliness, you know, it's just about being alone. Well, Jesus went up and was alone praying to his Father. Start off, get yourself a praise going on. I bet you come out of that depression. Start praising the Lord for all he have done for you, what all he have given you, what all he's saying to you right now. And when you think about that, how good God been to you from January to December of 2019, don't you know you have so much to praise God? When you just start thinking about he woke you up this morning, that depression will leave. When you look at somebody that have no legs, no feet to put in a pair of shoes, here you got a closet full of shoes and don't know from day to day which pair you want to put on. You know that's a blessing. That's no reason to be depressed. You got a closet full of clothing, a kitchen full of food, a freezer full of food. You got a good job. Or if you got a part-time job, it's still taking care of God. It's taking care of what you need. You don't need to be depressed. Move that depression out the way. Tell the enemy, nah, not today. Not today. I refuse to feel down. I refuse to give up and give in. I will not let depression come in and spar my day. When you just think on the goodness of Jesus. This morning when I woke up with a praise. Woke up getting on the prayer line. Before anybody came on music play, I just started giving God praise. I just started singing. I just started calling on the name of Jesus. The more I called on Jesus, the happier I got. The more I called on Jesus, I went into a praise. I went into tongues. And when you think about what God is doing for you, you can't help but say, wait a minute. Why am I depressed? Why I'm thinking like this here? God done opened up so many doors from January 2019 to December 2019. You ain't got no reason to be depressed. You're not the only one don't have no money in the bank. You're not the only one behind on the bills. You don't see everybody taking their own life, talking about committing suicide. For what? When life is so beautiful. Get up out there. If you got to take a walk, let the fresh air blow through you. Don't let that stuff get you down. Because people are too quick to give up on life. You pick up your Bible and start reading some passages. You don't understand it? Ask God for revelation of the scriptures, and he will give it to you. He will show you just what you need when you need it. When you say, wait a minute, the word is saying this here. You know, when you think about permissive, you know, that's a gloomy feeling about life in which one expects things to turn around bad. Things can turn around for your favor. They don't have to be badly. Just because somebody talking bad don't mean you have to accept that. You don't have to get depressed over that. You know, the belief is that there's more evil than good in life. No, there is more good than evil. No matter who's trying to do something evil, God is still there. Keep your faith in Jesus, the Almighty God. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. No. You say, wait a minute, devil. Wait a minute, enemy. I see you coming on every hand, but I'm going to conquer it today. You know, you may be tempted to fight the condition with a man-made medicine. You know, a lot of people think depression, they find it in a bottle. No. You don't need all them psychotic drugs and stuff. You get further in a depression where you don't even know your name. You're only going by medication. You don't want that. But that effect would only be temporary. Don't start drinking. Don't start smoking. That's temporary. That didn't fix the problem. That didn't solve. You're still in depression. But when you pick up the word of God, when you start hearing sermon, you start hearing the words in a song, when you start talking to God for yourself, and he start turning that situation around where somebody said, well, it's going to be like that. No, you have to tell him, no. God didn't say this was going to be with me always. I may have some ups and downs, but I know how to conquer it through the faith I have in God. Pick up your faith. Dust it off. Pick up your Bible. Get the dust off it. Pick it up and read it. Say, God, I know you are in charge of my life. No matter if I don't have a brand new home, no matter if I don't have a job paying dollar figure, but you bless me with the job you know I can handle at this time. God, I thank you. God, you supplying the need. No, I don't have to have all this fancy stuff, a closet full of clothes and shoes, and can't put them on my feet. Just say, God, I thank you for what I have. Because I look at so many people get depressed this time of the year. Loved ones are gone. We miss them. But we know God is controlling that. He left us here to get it right and help our families get it right. That's why we can't afford to get depressed. Sure, the family might cut up. They may say this. They may say that. But where do your faith lie? You got to pull them up out the muck and the miry clay. You got to let them know what Jesus thinks. You know, when things wear off and your condition return, often with a vengeance. You know, the enemy try to come back with a vengeance, but you let him know. That sloop of the devil, that enemy, you let him know. No such thing. I could have been having a pity party over here where I'm at. But why would I want to have a pity party? Good as God been to me and still is. Just because a few little minor setbacks or a little surgery here or there. Why am I going to have? He spanned my life. I was able to get up and speak. I was able to get up and walk. It may not have been as good as I wanted at the time, but I'm walking. When you look at somebody, if you on the road, that's laying up on the bridge, trying to warm up, cold as it is out there, with a baseball box or with some newspaper, don't you know you blessed when you say, Lord, I thank you. I got a hot meal I can eat. Them people that is under the bridge, but they're working together. They're not depressed. They know what they're going through, but we out there got everything is depressed. Just take a walk around your neighborhood and see how blessed you are. If you don't believe me, if you don't do it today, do it before the weekend. Go visit a store. Go visit the nursing home. Go visit the hospital or hospice and see how blessed you are. Do you need to be depressed? People in the nursing home is happier, some of them, that have the understanding and they don't have dementia or some of those side effects. But just think about, here you got health and strength, and you stand up here pole-mouthing about this. You depressed about that. God didn't want his children to be depressed. You know, the only way to fight such an emotion disruption effectively is to turn to Christ and to open yourself to his love and healing influence. You know, accept him as the Lord of your life and unconditionally put yourself in his care. When you put yourself in the care of Jesus, he will work things out for you like never before. Just think about it. Don't get depressed just because one thing didn't work out in your favor. Don't you know God was blessing you to let you know that's something I don't want for you right now? Don't get all upset. Throw in the towel. He has something better for you that he going to bless you with. That which you getting all depressed over don't make no kind of sense. You know, this will require immense faith. But when Jesus take control of your life and guide you on the path you have to take, you will find that because of your obedience to him, you will be filled with a sense of self-confidence and well-being that only he can aware you. You know, once you put your trust and faith in God, I mean really really put your trust in God. We all get weary, we get tired, sure. But we don't have to get to the point of depression, or we want to commit suicide, or we want to throw in the towel, or we want to give up on life. No. Just think about if you go to a cemetery and all the graves would open up and they would start talking to you about some of the things they had, some of the things they went through, unnecessary, and if they could do it and live all over again, what they would change. Think about that. I'm talking today about conquering depression. You don't have to be depressed. Sure, things may not go your way for all of us, but God is showing you, I'm making a way of escape. Just let God be your guide. Don't let liquor, don't let medication, don't let drugs, and all that stuff be your guide. Let faith in Jesus be your guide today. You know, defeat is never more certain for an individual than when he accepts it. You know, I cling to you like someone who is drowning. Lord Jesus, in the knowledge that nothing in life can disturb me as long as you are with me. When you put God in your life, things going to come up against you in the world. But, baby, you're going to knock them things off. You're going to say, poof, poof, with your hand, poof, poof, with your mind, poof, poof. And they're going to say, well, I just know she would have given up when all that happened. No. If the man walked away after all these years, let him walk. God got something better for you. If that woman walked up and acted a fool, let her go. You ain't got to be depressed. It's a reason for everything. Just like they say, it's a reason for the season. Jesus is the reason for the season. So more so, you don't need to be depressed. Just because you couldn't afford to buy that expensive gift that they didn't need anyway, or the child and broke up the toy by the next day, you don't have to get depressed. You ain't got to feel lonely. You know, I'm going to give you some things that's going to help you to overcome depression, some natural things where you don't have to fall for the enemy okie-dokie stuff. You know, get out into the light of day. It's natural to spend time outside, but often our lifestyle doesn't support outdoor activity. Allow 20 minutes of daylight without sunglasses can make all the difference. You go outside, it may be cold like it is here now, but go outside and let the sun shine on you a little while. Let that cold breeze blow across your face, your hands, your head. You'll come back inside to get warm. By the time you do that, that depression you have, your mind going off of what you've been worried about. You see what I'm saying? Start eating a wholesome diet. Studies show depressed people eat more sweets and drink more coffee and alcohol than those who seldom experience depression. You know, so you can follow a healthy eating guideline. You know, you can increase your grains, your fruits, your vegetables, your fish, your poultry. Eliminate high glycemia food like coffee and alcohol. And then the next thing you can do is socialize with positive people, not people. Don't latch on to people in depression more than you. When you're talking to people on the phone and you call all just energetic and just bursting with energy, and you ask them, how you know? I don't know. Blah, 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 blah. And before you know it, when you get up that phone, you say, well, what was wrong with them? Then you find yourself throughout the day, blah, blah, because you have accepted, you have put yourself and your mind in that position where you picking up the depression from them. But you wasn't depressed. Stay away from them kind of people, them kind of conversation. Socialize with positive people. Just having a friendly chat with a checkout clerk, I'll give you that example, can help. But best of all is to have a community of supporters, extended family, to share the joy of life with. Be active. Exercise daily. A half hour of regular physical exercise help you overcome depression and anxiety and sleep better. It worked, you all. It really worked. Include your meal with good nutrition, a great diet. Get all the nutrition you need to balance your hormones, overcome depression. And when you think about it, this is the month, the close of the year. A lot of people go in depression, then people start fasting. They say they want to make a New Year's resolution. Well, unless you're going to stick with it, don't even make a New Year's resolution. Because if you're not one to stick with anything, why go through the motion? But if you're going to fast, get your mind in tune into the Word of God. Ask God what to fast for, what to fast about. Everybody jump on the bandwagon for a fast because they heard somebody say a fast. But they haven't went to God and said, God, what do you want me to fast? I know I need cleansing. I know I need to get my mind and my heart and my soul right with you. So go to God individually and say, God, what type of fast should I be on? Should I be fasting for the telephone, TV, sweets? A lot of people do. Or should I be fasting where I can get in the Word of God more, not worry about the food? And it's not all about food, because a lot of people get the wrong concept, but fasting is just about food. No, it's not just about food. It's a lot of things. Your attitude might need to be adjusted. Your way of living might need to be adjusted. That's why you're staying so depressed. You know, it's better to have that big jaw with that big smile on it than to have 500 frowns in your face. And people say, she and he always mad as a junkyard dog. You don't want to feel like that. You want to feel sure. You have ups and downs like anybody else, but you quit and say, wait a minute. My God said that he would supply my need. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. You'll start quoting it, so you say, the Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? You start picking out scriptures that you know in the Word that would help you. When you start thinking about the Lord and what he's done for you from January up until now, I don't know how you can sit there and be depressed. When you didn't know how your phone bill was going to get paid, God sent the money. When you didn't know where your rent was coming from, all you had to do was go to the one that had all the source, all the money. But you'd rather sit down there and get depressed. He wanting to give it to you and send somebody with it, but you mad with that person that God didn't send to give it to you. Come out of that depression. I'm trying to show you today how you can conquer depression through the faith of the Word of God. Start relaxing. Get enough sleep. You know, when you don't get enough sleep, you're grumpy. You're just ill health. If it's not emergency, let the phone ring. Put it on mute. Get you some rest. You know, some people take caffeine or other stimulants. Learn how to get a good night's sleep without taking medication. Learn to focus on the positive and not the negative. It takes work and persistence. Learn how to focus on the positive aspect of your life with an attitude of gratitude. But it's a habit that can change your life for better. Forever. Understand all the warning signs of depression can also help. You know, a lot of people go into deep depression, and God give you the warning sign, but you ignore them. Stop ignoring the warning sign. Start overcoming depression and anxiety. Exercise benefits for overcoming depression. When you think about that and start doing that, you're going to find your life have turned around. You are a much better person. You're enjoying life. And you're saying, if I only started doing this 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I wouldn't be on antidepressant pill. I wouldn't have to take shots the rest of my life. And don't you know, a lot of health problems stem from depression. So today, you can conquer depression through faith in Jesus Christ. Gracious Father, we come today saying thank you. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that it would touch somebody in life that will hear this broadcast going through something today. Let them know that they can pick up the faith, pick up their Bible or a religious book talking about the Word of God. Go to someone's meeting, a prayer meeting, Bible study, that they will come up out of that deep depression, Lord. I touch everyone around the world today that's going through some form of depression. If we would start thanking you for what we have already and stop trying to grasp for other stuff that we don't need, we won't be depressed. So I give you praise today, and I give you the glory today. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, and thank God. I want to thank the listeners that came on today. I only did it for 30 minutes today, conquering depression through faith. And you can conquer it by picking up the Word of God, the basic instruction before leaving earth, which is your Bible. And when you're going through something, no matter what it is, say, God, revelate to me what chapter to go to, what you want me to read, and interpret it to me, what you are saying to me. You may not have somebody right there with you to translate or transform the particular words. Get your dictionary. Get you some spiritual books that will help you. And start going through the Word of God. And let Him be your guide. Let Him be your counselor. You don't have to pay nobody and sit on their couch to tell them your problems when you can go to your Almighty God in secret. And He already know what the problem is. He is the problem solver. So today, I've given you a lot of avenues to conquer depression through faith in God. So I hope everyone got something out of this broadcast today. Hopefully, in Jesus' name, we'll bring you something next week. Another exciting topic, what the Lord put upon my heart to do. So today, be blessed. I love each and every one of you all. And if some of you all won't be on next Wednesday, I want to tell you Merry, Merry Christmas in advance. But it's Jesus is the reason for the season. Not expensive gifts, not a whole lot of food that you can't eat for so much at one time. Be blessed. And until next week, have a wonderful and a blessed week. Until next time, Overseer Sadie Elliott with Joy and Peace Community Ministry. Signing off. Bye-bye.
message for
Dr. Ian Mitchell.
Good morning, good morning. Just checking in with you, just checking in with you. Talk with you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'll take care of
the
bed and everything, huh? Hello?
Hey, babe. What's going on? I'm running copies of the stuff for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How's he coming out today?
Well, they're going to do an MRI on him. They want to still, what they want to do, just check to make sure to see how everything's looking on him. This Mama Sadie, Franklin. And check everything, so they want to do an MRI on him now.
Mm-hmm.
And so then after then they're going to come back in, some old doctor's going to come back in and talk to him again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you just text me something just a while ago?
That was Lisa texting. I don't think I did. I had got a text from Lisa.
Okay. Hold on just a second. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Yvonne?
Hey.
Hey, Edward?
No.
Huh?
No.
Oh, okay. Did you text me just a while ago asking me about my address and phone number or zip code or something?
Yeah, Diane wanted it.
Oh, okay. I wanted to make sure because, you know, people be scamming. It's trying to get stuff from me. Okay. Well, I'm talking with some people at the hospital now about a young man that's going to have surgery. So I'm going to call you back. You at home?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, okay. I'll call you back. I'm on the line with them right now at Memorial.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Bye. Okay, babe. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Okay, wait a minute. I don't need two people on here. Wait a minute, Dorothy.
Just call me back, Mom. Call me back.
Okay. Okay. Do a power turn. I do a financial power turn. Okay. Thank you.